There can only be two reactions. One, to congratulate him for a hard-won victory. And then secondly, to note that the challenge that he confronts is now to rebuild national cohesion, to try and see how he can pull the people of Mali together behind him to address the challenges that confront the country, the challenges of security, the challenges of the situation in the north, the challenges of national economic reconstruction, rebuilding the confidence of the people once again in the country. And then secondly, to also congratulate Malians for their confidence in the validity of the ballot box. Because from reports that we have received, there was massive turnout of Malians to vote for the elections. There was massive interest in it. And of course, with the support of ECOWAS and partners, you can see what is possible when people are determined to move forward in the realm of democracy. That what they have done is consistent with our instrument regarding democracy and good governance, and we hope that they can work together, support their government to also address the challenges that they confront, challenges of the economy, challenges of rebuilding national cohesion, challenges of rebuilding confidence in the country as an indivisible Mali that responds to the yearnings of all their citizens, no matter where they come from.
Sunny, there are suggestions that despite the smooth election, tensions still remain concerning security. Will ECOWAS's led AFISMA, ECOWAS international led AFISMA, help the new president in maintaining the country's territorial integrity as well as ensuring peace and stability in parts of the north where Islamic militants and Tuareg rebels ruled before the agreement was signed?
Yeah, if you recall, when this crisis broke out last year, April last year, in March last year, if you recall, one of the first things that was done by regional leaders was that they held, they convened an emergency summit where they insisted on the sovereignty of the country, on the integrity of the country, on the indivisibility of the country as Mali. So that is the premise from where we are coming from. The fact that we recognize Mali as one indivisible country. We believe from what has happened that there are challenges that Malians have to deal with through the leadership that has been now been provided through the ballot box. Now they will need to work at their problems. Every country has their own problems, but it is the determination of the citizens to work together, to pull in the same direction. That is what makes the difference. And we believe that Malians will not disappoint. On the issue of security, if you recall, on July 1, AFISMA rehearted into MINUSMA, the UN multidimensional force for Mali. So to that extent, it's now a UN responsibility. But to the extent that we have components of MINUSMA coming from member states, of course you can be sure that they will play their role within the UN mandate in ensuring that security challenges that confront Mali are addressed within that UN framework. But you can also be sure that as neighbors, as members of the same regional economic community, working to promote the socio-economic integration of the 300 million citizens of West Africa, that will continue to remain engaged with Mali far, far until all these problems have been resolved, no matter whichever dimension. If you recall, it was with the active participation of West Africa, active participation of ECOWAS, that the donor roundtable was organized in Europe, in which some $400 or so million was raised. And we believe that those resources will come in handy now, post the election, in dealing with the issues of national reconstruction, national rehabilitation, dealing with the economic challenges, addressing the basic economic challenges of the country as they move forward in getting back on their feet. But what is key is that Malians have voted. They have voted their preference, and we believe that they will support that government. And indeed, by voting, they have reestablished their credential as a strong democracy in West Africa.
Rebuilding the economy, as you initially stated, is critical in ensuring that Malians' lives get better. How is ECOWAS going to help the new president in that regard?
Of course, within the context of our regional integration, Mali will continue to feature in our interventions and memberships to make sure that we improve the economic environment, to make address the welfare of our citizens. And I believe that down the road, now that they have elected the government, a president, I believe that subsequently there are possibilities for discussions within the government and then ECOWAS as to how we can help. And when that discussion has been held and the examination is made as to how this can happen, we can be sure that ECOWAS will vigorously support it, because it's within the context of our integration agenda to help member states to get on their feet and to collectively address common challenges and specific challenges of member states.
Finally, what is ECOWAS's message to the people of Mali following the election?
We congratulate them for the enthusiasm. We want them to continue to work to support their government to address the challenges that confront them, and they will continue to confront them, and to have an open mind to subordinate their individual and the narrow interest to the greater interest of their country in addressing these challenges, so that working together, they can come out better, and the people of Mali will be the winners.